Bilbo una vez por semana y certifícate con Vaughan. Infórmate en Madrid en el 911-335-833.
My parents took me to classes. They thought it was good for my future. I didn't know it, but I realized that I had an advantage against other people. At the beginning, it was hard.
Be like Jesus. Be like them.
Descubre más en grupovaughan.com.
Si estás en el paro y buscas un curso de inglés intensivo que se adapte a tu bolsillo, entra en inglesparadesempleados.com. Próxima convocatoria del 26 al 30 de noviembre. Entra en inglesparadesempleados.com.
Everybody, welcome to the Drive Time Show. It is Thursday. It's Thursday, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We got a nice program for you today. Lots to talk about on our Drive Time Show. We're going to talk about some expressions related to money. Yeah, you know, some expressions today on the show. Also, we'll talk about a little bit of American history and the Articles of Confederation of the United States, which were signed on this day in 1779. And also Elvis. Elvis Presley, of course, made his movie debut in the film Love Me Tender. It was this day in 1956. We'll talk a little bit about Elvis, the king, on the show today. We got grammar, we got pronunciation, we have all kinds of things to talk about. Como siempre, no? As usual, right, Tino? Como siempre. We always have a lot to talk about, lots to cover, vocabulary, grammar, pronunciation, and more. Let's get it started, everybody. My name is Kyle Miller, and welcome to Drive Time.
Welcome to Drive Time with Kyle Miller.
Everybody, welcome to the show. Welcome to the Drive Time program. It's Thursday. Thursday. Yeah, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for deciding to spend some time with Tino and I on this Thursday afternoon. The weekend is so close, you can kind of smell it. Ah, huele a fin de semana, no? Casi, almost. It's almost here. One more day. But, you know, I'm not one of these people that says, de lunes. I don't say that. Estoy de lunes. Nah. Because I love what I do, right? When you do what you love and you love what you do, it's always a pleasure. And, we have an announcement. Tino, do we have our little announcement jingle? Oh, we don't have it yet. Todavía no lo tenemos, but we have an announcement. Announcements.
A un ritmo que jamás, digo jamás, habíamos visto en nuestro país.
Yes. Well, we have an announcement today. Everybody's excited about this, right? Even the president. Everybody's excited about this. Our announcement today. You've probably heard about this already. Ya has oído de eso, supongo. Pero vamos de fiesta. Party, 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 party. Woo-woo, party time. We are celebrating the 15th anniversary of Vaughn Radio. Yeah. Oh, yeah. This Saturday, este sábado, el sábado 17 de noviembre. Saturday the 17th of November, everybody. Saturday the 17th of November, 8 p.m. Es una fiesta para todos, eh? No es una charla. No es una clase. It's not a talk. It's not a class. It's a party.
Tengo unas ganas locas.
I know. I know you do, Tino. I know. Me too. Yo también. Right? Me too. It's going to be good. Okay, so come on out. This is in Madrid. I apologize. Lo siento para los que no viven en Madrid o que no pueden llegar, who can't come to Madrid. But this is at Calle Martín de los Eros, 28. Martín de los Eros, 28, in Madrid, Saturday, November 17th, 8 p.m. a las 8 de la tarde. This is the 15th anniversary of Vaughn Radio. Richard will be giving a speech. Alberto Alonso will be giving a speech as well, because we're also celebrating the 10-year anniversary of the show with no name.
It's go time.
It is go time, Alberto. Yes. The 10th anniversary of the show with no name. 15th anniversary of Vaughn Radio. Oh, we've got so much to celebrate. And there's going to be lots of prizes. Muchos premios. There's going to be prizes. There's going to be lots going on. It's going to be a lot of fun. I will be there, of course, and there's a good expression, I'll be there with bells on. With bells on. Con campanas puesta.
Puestas. I'll rock your world.
Well, you know, it means I will be there enthusiastically. And I hope to see you there. I would love to meet you. I love meeting radio listeners. So if you're in Madrid, come say hello. It means a lot to me to say hi to listeners of the Drive Time Show, of Vaughn Radio. So this is our Vaughn Radio 15th anniversary party. It's also the show with no name 10th anniversary party. Two in one. Es un dos por uno. Es un dos por uno.
Oh, sugar, that tastes good.
Well, I know it does. 8 p.m., Saturday, November 17th, Calle Martín de los Eros, 28, Madrid. Come on out. Say hello. It's going to be a fun event. It's going to be a good time. It's quite central in Madrid. It's a nice location, a nice bar. They've got lots of different beers on tap. We're going to have prizes. Habrá premios. There'll be prizes. So come on out at 8 p.m. Say hello. I'd love to see you. I'd love to meet you. Let's have some fun. Saturday night.
A tope.
A tope. You know it. All right. By the way, let's get this show started. Let's get this show on the road, as we say, and begin with today's Twitter translation.
Twitter translation.
Oop-a-boo-doo-boo. Okay, the Twitter translation, everybody. I'm going to give you a sentence in Spanish, and you can say it in English. Tino, how can people find me on Twitter?
Tweet Kyle at I'm Kyle Miller, o lo que viene siendo IM Kyle Millar.
Yes, I'm Kyle Miller. After all these years, sigo siendo, eh? Kyle Miller. It's my name. I'm IM. I'm Kyle Miller is a name on Twitter. Tell me how to say. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? Todavía tienes mucho camino por recorrer.
This is exhausting.
Well, it could be. Todavía tienes mucho camino por recorrer. 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 Todavía. Todavía tienes. So tell me how to say that in English. We're going to talk about it later. Un poco más tarde. We'll look at that. And while you think about it, let's go ahead into the...
the warm-up gym.
All right, now lay down the floor on your back and hold your stomach in really tight, because we're going to work on the stomach. Now, I know what you're saying, but you really need this. We're going to do leg raises.
All right, okay. We're getting warmed up. Is that Richard Simmons? I don't know. Anyway, okay, a few sentences to get us warmed up. Yo en español, tú en inglés. Me in Spanish, you in English. That way we both improve, right? Number one. Number one. Hace calor. It's hot.
Hace calor, ¿no?
Claro que sí. It's hot. We don't say, we don't say it has heat. No, it is hot. To be hot. Number two, ¿de dónde es tu profesor? Oye, ¿de dónde es tu profesor?
Kyle.
Where is your teacher from? Y nada de Fran. ¿Fran? No. Fran es mi amigo. From. Where's your teacher from? Number three. Estos son los libros de mi profesor. These are my teacher's books. These are my teacher's books. Number four. El azul es de Pepe. The blue one is Pepe's.
Me encanta.
Yeah, I know. It's good. It's a nice one. The blue one, el azul. El azul, the blue one. Este Pepe is Pepe's, right? The Saxon genitive, the apostrophe S. The blue one is Pepe's. Mm-hmm. The blue one is Pepe's. Number five. ¿No sabes lo que pasó? Oye, ¿no sabes lo que pasó? Don't you know what happened?
Hey, I don't know what you're going on about.
Well, don't you know what happened? No sabes lo que pasó, don't you? Negative question, don't you? Don't you know? Don't you know what happened? Don't you know what happened? Number six. Siempre tengo que hacer lo que él dice. Siempre. Pero siempre, ¿eh? Siempre tengo que hacer lo que él dice. I always have to do what he says. Lo que él dice. I always have to do what he says. Number seven. Él dice que estás un poco verde todavía. He says you're still a little green. Un poco verde.
Vaya movida, tronco.
Yeah. Now, he says you're still a little green. Un poco verde todavía. Number eight. Él es un hombre más testarudo que jamás he conocido. Ya estamos con el nivel alto, ¿eh? Ya, bueno, es el hombre más testarudo que jamás he conocido. He's the most stubborn. Ah, yeah. Stubborn. Testarudo. He's the most stubborn man that I've ever met.
Jamás.
Que jamás he conocido. Yeah. Now, be careful because in Spanish you say jamás. And sometimes people say que nunca he visto. Pero eso no tiene mucho sentido. Porque le has visto, right? He's the most stubborn man. He's the most stubborn man I've ever met, right? So you can't say he's the most stubborn man that I've never met. It wouldn't make any sense. Eso no tiene sentido. It doesn't make sense. He's the most stubborn man that I've never met because you've met him, obviously. Que jamás he conocido. Now, testarudo, we can say stubborn. We can also say hard-headed. Cabezota, cabezón, right? Hard-headed. He's the most hard-headed man I've ever met. Okay? Number nine. Gracias a Dios que no tengo que tratar con él muy a menudo. Gracias a Dios. Thank God. I don't have to deal with him very often. Se puede decir often or often? Often? Often. Either one. Either way, thank God. But be careful. Cuidado. No se dice, thanks God. Thanks God. Thanks God. No. Thank. Sínese. Thank God. Gracias a Dios. Thank God I don't have to deal with him very often. Tratar con él. Tratar con alguien. To deal with. Thank God I don't have to deal with him very often. Okay? Number 10. Si alguna vez vuelves, búscame. Si alguna vez vuelves, búscame. If you ever come back, look me up. Now, búscame, look me up. Now, so look up is, of course, a phrasal verb, which means buscar en diccionario, en un guía telefónico, por ejemplo, in the telephone book, to look up. But look someone up means, you know, look for my address and come visit me. Search for my phone number. Search for my address. Come visit me. Come see me. Let's talk. Right? Like if you ever come to Madrid, look me up. Come say hi. Come visit me at the show. Búscame. Si alguna vez vuelves, if you ever come back, volver, to come back. If you ever come back, look me up. Right? If you ever come back, hey, look me up. Let's do two more. Hacemos dos más. No, Tina, because we're in a good mood today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're feeling good today. No sé si creerle o no. I don't know whether to believe him or not. No sé si... I don't know. So, si creerle o no. So here when we have two options, con dos opciones, we say, we often use whether. I don't know whether I should eat chicken or fish tonight. Right? I don't know. I don't know whether I should go to the movie or stay at home. I don't know whether I should go to the gym tomorrow morning or sleep in. Whether. Sí. If. But when we have two options, we very often use whether. I don't know whether... Si creerle o no. I don't know whether I should or whether to creerle. Whether to believe him or not. Or not. Oh, no. You can't say or believe him or no. No, it's believe him or not. I don't know whether to believe him or not. Okay. Uno más, ¿vale? Uno más. 10 puntos aquí. 10 points, everybody. Si sigues haciéndome esto, te voy a matar. Bueno, eso, ¿vale? Si sigues haciéndome eso, te voy a matar. If you keep... Tino. Oye, Tino. If you keep doing that to me... Bueno, eso es muy fuerte, ¿no? Eso es muy fuerte. Te voy a matar. I'm going to kill you. If you keep doing that to me, I'm going to kill you.
Eso es lo que hay.
Bueno, bueno, bueno. If you keep doing that to me, I'm going to kill you. Okay. All right. Well, I think we're warmed up. Ya estamos bien calentitos, ¿no? We're warmed up. We're warmed up. Actually, it's so hot in here. I'm going to do my typical Canadian Kyle thing and turn on the AC. Pongo el aire aquí en el estudio.
Tranquilo. Mantén la calma.
All right, I'll try my best. I'll try my best. All right. We're moving on, everybody. Let's take a look at some vocabulary. Vocabulary. Today, vamos en el coche. Bueno, como todos los días, ¿no? But today we're going to look at vocabulary in the car. For example, el aire acondicionado, que acabo de decir. Did you hear what I said? El aire. Pongamos el aire.
¡Qué fresquito!
Well, it's getting there. It's getting there. Aire acondicionado. Air conditioning. Or we often say AC. The AC. Put on the AC. The air conditioning. Now, on the outside of your car, you often have an antenna. And in English, antenna. That was easy. See, English is easy. English is muy fácil. Antenna. But it's spelled with one N. In Spanish, you have two N's. Antenna. Antenna. Asiento trasero. The back seat. Get in the back seat. Like the back seat. Tino, have you ever been in the back seat of a police car? Tino has not. I have been many times, muchas veces, but only because my father was a police officer. So we would go to school. Sometimes my father would take me to school in the police car. Vamos al cole. And I'd get into the back of the car. And then when I got out, al salir en el colegio, no se puede salir. You can't get out of the back seat of a police car. It's locked. It's closed. So someone would have to come out and open the door. Like a dignitary or a criminal. Actually, more like a criminal, right? Someone comes out, opens the door, and then I get out, and I'm, you know, six-year-old Kyle gets out of the police car and goes to school. The back seat. El asiento trasero, the back seat. The back seat. Okay, batería. No, Tino, no, eso no, hombre. We saw this the other day, la batería, which was the drum kit, right? La batería, the drum kit. And the guy playing, or the person playing, is the drummer. Yeah. But I'm talking about the battery. Como las pilas. Batteries for your remote control or whatever. Okay. Y el motor? Motor? Engine. You gotta have an engine in your car, of course. If you have an electric car, then it has a motor, an electric motor, but it doesn't have an engine. Yeah. That sounds kind of like maybe like an electric car there. Oh, there's a gas car there. Yeah, there you go. Let's see. Sometimes you get into an accident, y chocas contra algo. Cuidado, cuidado. Carrocería, no? You have to go and get body work. Como trabajo del cuerpo, se dice. Body work. Because you're like the body is the outside of the car. So you go to a body shop and you get body un taller, no? And you get body work done. Okay. El tubo de escape. ¿Cómo se dice? Tubo de escape. We call the exhaust. They're the exhaust pipe. So the exhaust pipe. So the exhaust is going out. Exhaust also means agotar. To exhaust. Like, oh, I'm exhausting my battery. I'm exhausting our resources. They're being spent. They're being gastado. Chassis. The car chassis. We say chassis. I guess we use like a French style. Chassis. Chassis. Carburador. Carburador. In English, the carburetor. 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 Y parachoques? Parachoques? Fender. Como la marca de guitarras. Fender. Fender. Parachoques. Fender. 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 And one of my favorite, una de mis palabras favoritas en español, salpicadero. Salpicadero. Which is the dashboard. The dash, D-A-S-H, dashboard. Dashboard, salpicadero, dashboard. Okay, so there you go. Now we have this word parachoques, which is a fender, the fender of the car. And sometimes we call small accidents a fender bender. So bend, eso es doblar. Un accidente que dobla un poquito. El parachoques. We call it a fender bender. Oh, I got into an accident yesterday. Really? Was it a bad accident? No, it was just a little fender bender. A little fender bender. You know, I was at the red light. Another car came up behind me. He didn't stop on time, and he bumped into the back corner of my car, caused minor damage to the car. But I'm all right. It was just a little fender bender. Nice little expression there. So there we've seen some vocabulary for in the car. There's a lot of vocabulary. Of course, you have the transmission. You have the idea of shifting gears. Cambiar de marchas, to shift gears, to change gears. Right? Las marchas, to gear up and to gear down, to change gears. Always lots of interesting vocabulary here. Anyway, we are going to take a short break, everybody. A quick one. But we're going to take a short break. After we come back, we have plenty more to talk about. Our Twitter translation today, todavía tienes mucho camino por recorrer. Todavía tienes mucho camino por recorrer. So write in on Twitter. Tell me how to say that in English. We're going to talk about that and much more after the break. We have lots more to come. And one more time, I just want to say that this Saturday, we're having a great party, una fiesta. I'd love to see you there. Of course, the party is at Calle Martín de los Heros 28 in Madrid on Saturday, November 17th. So Saturday, November 17th at 8 p.m., Calle Martín de los Heros, number 28 in Madrid. It's a bar there. Come on out. Fun for all ages. Bring the kids, though, too. Anyone, all ages. Vaughn Radio 15th anniversary party, the show with no name, 10th anniversary party, prizes, lots of great folks there. It's going to be a lot of fun. I hope to see you there. Anyway, I'm going to take a short break. I'll be back in just a few minutes with the second half hour. So please, don't touch that dial.
See you later.
Si estás en el paro y buscas un curso de inglés intensivo que se adapte a tu bolsillo, entra en inglesparadesempleados.com. Próxima convocatoria del 26 al 30 de noviembre. Entra en inglesparadesempleados.com.
Papi, ¿cuánto falta para el verano? ¿Me vas a apuntar a un campamento este año? ¡Porfi, porfi, porfi! ¿Es verano ya? ¿No? ¿Y ahora? ¡Papi!
Venga, hija, déjalo ya y cómete el pavo.
Con los Weekend Camps de Vaughan, tus hijos no tienen que esperar al verano para ir a un campamento de inglés. ¿Sabías que celebramos campamentos temáticos de fin de semana? Y este mes nos toca Thanksgiving, de ahí lo del pavo. El Weekend Camp de Thanksgiving supone una inmersión completa en inglés para que tus hijos aprovechen los días sin cole y sigan practicando su inglés. Regálales una experiencia inolvidable que te agradecerán toda la vida. Apúntalos ya a nuestro Weekend Camp de Thanksgiving. Más información en el 911-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
I started to learn English when I was very, very young. My tip for somebody who is learning English is be brave and don't be afraid of exaggerating an accent. You're free to go anywhere you want.
Be like Marta. Be like them.
Descubre más en grupovaughan.com.
La niñez es el momento en que hacemos preguntas incómodas. También es el momento perfecto para aprender inglés. Si no quieres que tus hijos se hagan mayores en saber inglés, olvídate de los viejos métodos que utilizaron contigo. Descubre Vaughan Junior, un método que despierta sus ganas de aprender y su curiosidad por el inglés. Aprenden de forma natural y divertida. Llámanos ahora al 91-133-5832.
Si sigues dejando lo del inglés para mañana, es posible que nunca llegues a mejorar. Ahora es el momento perfecto. Descubre el método Vaughan y cambia tu futuro. Mejorarás tu nivel de inglés gracias a unos profesores que te apoyan y te motivan. Grupos reducidos en los que estarás siempre utilizando el idioma. Deja de estudiar inglés y empieza a hablar inglés. Vence al mañana me pongo con Vaughan. Llama ahora al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
¿Quieres un curso intensivo de inglés Vaughan Premium? No dejes pasar esta oportunidad. Curso intensivo de inglés Vaughan Premium. Un programa de formación intensa y global durante 3 meses, diseñado específicamente para alumnos de todos los niveles que disponen de un tiempo limitado para aprender el idioma. Al finalizar, habrás ganado soltura y confianza con el inglés para enfrentarte a situaciones reales. Aumenta la comprensión auditiva, el aspecto clave para hacerte con cualquier idioma. Curso intensivo de inglés Vaughan Premium. Infórmate en el 911-133-5833. 91-133-5833.
Young people in Spain speak and understand English better today than 20 years ago. However, their level is still insufficient for effective communication in the professional world. If you're a young person, and if you want to progress in your profession rapidly and decisively. Stop everything and focus now 100% on English. Get the problem 100% out of the way now. Don't postpone it.
Relatos apasionantes de la historia de España en inglés a través de los ojos de 40 personajes españoles cruciales en la narración del tiempo. Trajano, Pizarro, Santa Teresa de Jesús o Manuel Azaña presentan las dificultades, intrigas y luchas de sus tiempos de una manera sencilla, interesante y entretenida. Además de gramática, trucos de pronunciación, modismos, preguntas de comprensión lectora, ejercicios de vocabulario y una lista de traducción. El libro contiene audio descargable en MP3. Ya a la venta en tu librería habitual, en tiendas Vaughan o en vaughantienda.com. Ahora envío gratis. Spaniards, un paseo por la historia de España en inglés, por Guy Williams.
Welcome to the second half hour of today's Drive Time show. Here we are on this Thursday afternoon. We got lots to fit in. Of course, you're listening to Vaughan Radio in Madrid, 100.4 FM, but so many other frequencies around the country, so many ways to listen. And also, a reminder that you can find our programs at evox.com, I-V-O-O-X. com, and you can find over 1,300 episodes of the Drive Time show. More or less, right? 1,350. 1,380. Algo así. Something like that, no? Tino, wouldn't you say 1,380 episodes, more or less? He says, yeah. Por ahí. Around there. Something like that. Yeah, so lots of ways to listen, as always. But for now, we're going to go ahead and, hey, you know you like expressions. Let's take a look at today's expression of the day. Expression of the day. All right, our expression of the day today, we're going to look at some money expressions. Con el dinero. Vamos a hablar del dinero. Ah, amigo. Yeah. Some money expressions. But really, what I want to talk about is, for example, to be loaded. Now, loaded means cargado. Like the truck is loaded. So download, bajar. Now, a load is una carga, like a truckload full of goods, right? A truckload full of whatever, products. A load, to upload to the internet, to download from the internet, bajar. So subir y bajar, to upload and to download from the internet. But to be loaded. To be loaded actually means a couple of things. To be loaded can mean he's drunk. Está muy borracho. Mírale. Oh, hombre. He's loaded. Loaded. So it's like saying his body is loaded with alcohol, I guess. But you can also say someone is loaded to imply that they're very wealthy. Like Bill Gates. Oh, he's loaded. Está forrado de dinero. He's loaded. But it's a very informal way of saying this, right? Okay. Now, another one is to make a killing. Que es hacer un gran negocio. Y ganar mucho dinero. To make a killing. Because remember, ganar dinero, we say companies make money. People earn money. Companies make money. And Real Madrid win football matches. Or they try to, right? So to win, so ganar dinero, trabajando, to earn money. Or with companies, we often say to make money. And to win, you can win money, but that's like the lottery. Si ganas la lotería, you win the lottery. You win a prize, right? So there are many ways of using this verb, ganar. In fact, I talk about a lot of them in my book called The Verb Circus, Los Verbos Esenciales del Inglés. But here, to make a killing, como una matanza. To make a killing means hacer un gran negocio y ganar mucho dinero. to make a killing. So, to practice this, I want to go back to a format that we used to do a long time ago, which was where I ask some questions and you answer in the affirmative. So I'm going to push you. Te voy a empujar. I'm going to push you into a few different structures here. So first of all, did you make a killing with your latest product launch? And say yes. DKC. Yes, we made a killing with our latest product launch. Lanzamiento de producto. Yes, we made a killing. So that's the simple past. We made a killing with our latest product launch. Launch. We don't say launch. Se escribe launch, but we say launch. On. Y no estoy hablando de la comida. Lunch. No, no, eso es otra cosa. Launch. Product launch. Lanzamiento del producto. De producto. Product launch. So, yes, we made a killing with our latest product launch. Now, latest and last are very similar. But latest means the most recent in an ongoing series. Right? Did you see the latest episode of, you know, your favorite show? Like, I'm watching some series on Netflix, and I always try to, when the latest episodes come out, I try to watch them. Whereas last is último, or la última. And typically there will be no more, because that was the last one. There won't be any more. But latest is most recent in an ongoing series. So here, yes, we've made a killing with our, or we made a killing with our latest product launch. Okay, now, so we're practicing with the structure to make a killing, hacer un gran negocio. Dice sí, say yes. Have you just made a killing with the sudden increase in prices? Yes. We've just made a killing with the sudden increase in prices. Okay, does your company usually make a killing in the summer? Present simple. Yes. My company usually makes a killing in the summer. My company usually makes a killing in the summer. And finally, are you likely to make a killing if you advertise on TV? Say yes. Yes. We are likely to. With the contraction, we're likely to. We're likely to make a killing if we advertise on TV. We're likely to make, it's not guaranteed, but we're likely to make a killing if we ganar mucho dinero, if we advertise on TV. Okay, we're likely to make a killing if we advertise on TV. Okay, let's look at another expression, which is to incur losses, incurrir en pérdidas. So in Spanish, you say en pérdidas, to incur in losses, essentially. But in English, no preposition, to incur losses, to incur. It's like to sustain, to have, you know, have to deal with. So, incurrir en pérdidas, to incur losses. So, DKC, once again, say yes. Did you incur losses in the last financial year? Yes, yeah. Qué pena. Es una pena, pero sí. We incurred losses in the last financial year. Have you incurred many losses due to the new legislation? Have you incurred? Yes. We've incurred many losses, or a lot of losses, due to, debido a, the new legislation. Legislación. Legislation. Legislation. Yes, we've incurred many losses due to the new legislation. Now, I would even prefer a lot of losses, or we've incurred great losses, significant losses. We don't normally use much or many in the affirmative. We don't normally say, we have many houses. We normally say, we have a lot of houses. We have a lot of students. We have a lot of people here. There are a lot of people here. Instead of saying, there are many, usually, okay? So, another one. Do most manufacturers incur losses in a recession? Say yes. Yes, most manufacturers incur losses in a recession. And finally, number four, well, the fourth question with this one. Will you incur losses if you double salaries? Hey, will you incur losses if you double salaries? Doblar. Now, doblar, I told you previously, well, to fold or to bend, doblar algo, to bend a piece of, I don't know, I can bend my book, but I can't fold it. Fold, eso es doblar completamente. Like to fold a piece of paper. You can fold paper, but you can't really fold a book. You can bend a book. You can bend metal if you're really, really strong. You can bend a paper clip, un clip. You can bend it, but you wouldn't probably fold it. But to double, we can say, yeah, in English, to double is like doblar, we'll multiply by two in that sense, okay? Have twice as much. Will you incur losses if you double salaries? Yes, we will incur losses if we double salaries. Salaries, okay? Okay, let's take a look at one more, which is to go bankrupt. Oh, no. To go bankrupt. Quebrar. To go bankrupt. We don't say to be bankrupt or to bankrupt. We say to go bankrupt. Ir a la bancarrota, I guess. But to go bankrupt. So did that multinational go bankrupt when the scandal broke out? Hey, did that multinational go bankrupt? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that multinational went bankrupt when the scandal broke out. So to break out, to begin to happen, right? To start, to take place, like to break out, like the war broke out. The Second World War broke out in 1939. The Spanish Civil War broke out in 1936, I guess. To break out. But to break out can be like a scandal can break out, can begin to happen. Have many companies gone bankrupt so far this year? Yes, many companies have gone bankrupt so far this year. Many companies have gone bankrupt so far this year. Two more. Let's do two more. Do many small businesses go bankrupt every year? Yeah, it's true. Many small businesses go bankrupt every year. And the last one, will your company go bankrupt if you don't reduce expenses? Recortar gastos, recortar gastos. Will your company go bankrupt if you don't reduce expenses? Yeah. Yeah, my company or our company will go bankrupt if we don't reduce expenses. Okay, so there you have it. I said expression of the day. We looked at a few different expressions related to money, to make a killing, que es hacer un gran negocio, forrarse. Well, forrarse is really getting rich. It's about becoming rich, but making a killing is about income, ingresos, having a lot of income, having money coming in. To incur losses, incurrir en pérdidas, to incur losses, and to go bankrupt, que es quebrar. Okay? So there you go. You've got a few interesting expressions there. And in terms of going bankrupt and small businesses, I like business and I have a business and I like to talk about business. I like business in general. And, I think that one of the biggest reasons why companies go out of business is, liquidity. They have problems with liquidity. You have liquidity and solvency. Solvency is sort of the long-term viability of your business. Is there enough money coming in
over the long run, will you earn money enough to cover expenses and make profit and move forward? But another thing is liquidity, which is related to short-term cash flows. So we even talk about, in the financial statements, we talk about liquid assets and liquid assets, liquid liabilities. Liquid assets are like cash, for example, is the most liquid asset. You know, and a liquid asset is an asset that can be converted into cash quickly. So something that could be sold, something that could be cashed in, something that turns into cash and you can make payments with quickly. So liquidity is a big problem in meeting short-term obligations. So the timing of payments, the timing of your expenses and the timing of your revenue is very important. So sometimes companies that sell physical products have the problem that they have to pay their suppliers or their workers to produce the product and sell it, but then their buyer might not pay them for 90 days, 120 days, 180 days. So there are some stores that famously pay their suppliers very late. So the store will say, okay, we'll pay you in 90 days. But if I'm selling books and the store is going to pay me for the books, I'm selling them to the store and the store is going to pay me in 90 days, but I have to pay my workers now. So I run out of money. So this is where banks come in. Business banks and investment banks come in to solve cash flow. These are called cash flow problems. And you have, in fact, a very important financial statement, which is the statement of cash flows. And the statement of cash flows documents your cash position. So we could have all kinds of income, but maybe it's in the form of receivables, what we call accounts receivable, which is in meaning that we have money that is owed to us. We'll get paid this money eventually, but not right now. So it's an asset. It's good. Oh, we've got this receivable. We've got that sent out the bill and they owe us this money so we can put it on our books, but we don't have the cash yet. It's not cash that we can pay our bills with. So a lot of companies go out of business because of this, especially small companies. They go out of business. They go broke. They go bankrupt. Quebran. They go bankrupt because of this, because of liquidity problems, cash flow problems. Okay. All right. I want to go ahead and look at, I'm doing a lot of sort of different things today, but I want to talk about some grammar. Actually, I want to talk about short answer questions. And sometimes we do a section here on the Drive Time Show called the Speed Round, where I ask questions, you know, is the Pope Catholic? Yes, he is. Is Tino Spanish? Yes, he is. Is he sitting? Yes, he is. Does he live in China? No, he doesn't. And it's important to know the way this works. The way this works. So with a short answer, you're going to have a yes or no. You're going to have yes or no. That's the first word. So that's one of your three words. The second word is the subject. So do you have time? Yes, I do. Okay, so the first word is yes or no, the second word is the subject, and the third word is the auxiliary verb. Do you have time? Yes, I do. Do they have a car? Yes, they do. Do you live in China? No, I don't. Now, we also have another structure in the present simple, which I don't really like, for possessive, which is have you got. So I can say, do you have a book? But I can also say, have you got a book? I do not like this have you got structure. No me gusta. I don't like it. Because it only works in the present simple. It doesn't work in the past. So do you have a book? Yes, I do. The long answer, yes, I have a book. In the past, I had a book. Did you have a book yesterday? Yes, I had a book yesterday. But if you say, have you got a book? The short answer is, yes, I have. Have you got a book? Yes, I have. I have. I have what? I have got a book. So the short answer becomes a little more tricky. And also in the past, you can't say, had you got. Eso no se dice. It doesn't work. So I encourage you to treat the verb to have like any other verb, other than the verb to be, and use an auxiliary verb in the question, and abandon. This is my tip, my advice, to abandon the have got structure. It's perfectly correct. It's perfectly fine in the present simple, in the present. But once you go into the past, it gets confusing. It causes problems. Or in the future, you can't do it. It causes problems. But the short answer, so do you have time? Yes, I do. Do you have time? No, I don't. Have you got a minute? Yes, I have. Have you got a minute? No, I haven't. Do they have? Yes, they do. Do they have a car? No, they don't. Have they got a problem? Yes, they have. Have they got a problem? No, they haven't. Have you got a meeting? Have you got a meeting right now? Yes, I have. Have you got a meeting? No, I haven't. So this structure is, you're repeating the auxiliary verb. It gets a little more complicated because we're using have got. But I encourage you not to use the have got structure. Stick with the do you have, the simple do you have. Yes, I do. Do you have? No, I don't. Do you have a book? Do you have a problem? Yes, I have a book. Yes, I have a problem. No, I don't have a book. No, I don't have a problem. And it works in the past. Yesterday, I didn't have a book. So it works in every tense. Anyway, little comment there on some basic grammar, but some important grammar. Some important grammar. Okay. So there you go. I encourage you to, you know, practice these little elements. We call them the nuts and bolts of the language. The essentials, the nuts and bolts stuff. Anyway, we're going to push forward. We have a few more minutes before our break. Let's take a look at today's pronunciation.
What did you say?
I speak Spanish.
No. I speak Spanish.
I speak Spanish.
No, I speak Spanish.
I speak Spanish.
Very good.
Pronunciation.
All right, pronunciation, everybody. Pronunciation. Today we're going to practice a little bit of linking. Como enlazamos palabras, the way we link words together, which is interesting, right? And it's important. And if you, it's not that you have to do this all the time when you speak, but if you practice doing it, then you're going to understand it better when people speak to you, because native English speakers tend to link words together. And one of the common ways they link words, or we link words, is when a word starts with a vowel, un vocal, we link the previous word onto it. The word before it is attached. So, for example, what are you? So the word are, what are becomes water, water. And you, oh, you, oh, another vowel sound. What are, so what are you? Now, we don't say you. We could say, what are you? What are you? But usually we say, what are ya? Ya. Why do we say ya and not you? I don't know, but we do. And this isn't just an American versus British thing. This is, you know, most people. Hey, what are you doing? ¿Qué haces? Oye, ¿qué haces? What are you doing? What are you? What are you, what are you, what are you doing? ¿Qué estás mirando? What are you looking at? What are you looking at? What are you? ¿Qué estás mirando? En movimiento. What are you watching? Remember, watching is not... Watching is like mirando, but when there's movement. When you watch a football match, it's sustained. Whereas looking at is like, I look at my watch. Miro mi reloj. I look at my watch. I don't watch my watch. I look at my watch. ¿qué vas a poner para la fiesta? Oye, Tino, ¿qué vas a poner para la fiesta? What are you wear to the party? What are ya? What are you, what are you going to wear to the party? ¿Qué vas a preguntarle? Oye, ¿qué vas a preguntarle? What are you going to ask him? What are you? But I'm linking the words together. What are you? What are you going to ask him? What are you going to ask him? ¿En qué estás pensando? What are you thinking about? Hey, what are you thinking about? ¿Qué vas a comprar? What are you going to buy? ¿Qué vas a comprar? What are you going to buy? ¿Qué estás leyendo? What are you reading? What are you reading? Hey man, ¿qué estás leyendo? What are you reading? Okay. So there you go. There we have it. A little bit of a little discussion of the way we link words together. And this is important. The way we link words together, because like I said, native English speakers do this all the time. It's not necessary that you do it yourself all the time, but it's good to understand it. And by practicing, listening, like you can listen to a podcast at ebox.com. You can find podcasts of today's show. And you can listen to that over again and practice with that pronunciation. Develop your comprehension and develop your pronunciation as well. We're going to take a short break, everybody. I'll be back in a couple minutes with the final half hour of today's show. So please, don't touch that dial.
¿Quieres un curso intensivo de inglés Vaughan Premium? No dejes pasar esta oportunidad. Curso intensivo de inglés Vaughan Premium. Un programa de formación intensa y global durante 3 meses, diseñado específicamente para alumnos de todos los niveles que disponen de un tiempo limitado para aprender el idioma. Al finalizar, habrás ganado soltura y confianza con el inglés para enfrentarte a situaciones reales. Aumenta la comprensión auditiva, el aspecto clave para hacerte con cualquier idioma. Curso intensivo de inglés Vaughan Premium. Infórmate en el 911335833. 911335833.
Papi, ¿cuánto falta para el verano? ¿Me vas a apuntar a un campamento este año? Porfi, porfi, porfi. ¿Es verano ya? ¿No? ¿Y ahora? ¡Papi!
Venga, hija, déjalo ya y cómete el pavo.
Con los Weekend Camps de Vaughan, tus hijos no tienen que esperar al verano para ir a un campamento de inglés. ¿Sabías que celebramos campamentos temáticos de fin de semana? Y este mes nos toca Thanksgiving, de ahí lo del pavo. El Weekend Camp de Thanksgiving supone una inmersión completa en inglés para que tus hijos aprovechen los días sin cole y sigan practicando su inglés. Regálales una experiencia inolvidable que te agradecerán toda la vida. Apúntalos ya a nuestro Weekend Camp de Thanksgiving. Más información en el 911-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
My parents took me to classes. They thought it was good for my future. I didn't know it, but I realized that I had an advantage against other people. At the beginning it was hard.
Be like Jesús. Be like them.
Descubre más en grupovaughan.com.
En 3 meses puedes hacer muchas cosas. Puedes ponerte cachas en el gimnasio.
Hola, guapa.
Ih, te has pasado un poco, ¿no?
O también puedes hacer un curso trimestral en Vaughan. En solo 3 meses verás cómo tu inglés da un importante salto de calidad. Si necesitas mejorar tu inglés sin perder el tiempo, con un método que realmente funciona, hazte con uno de nuestros cursos trimestrales. La matrícula ya está abierta. Infórmate sin compromiso en el 911-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com. Llámanos al 911-133-5833 y nuestros compañeros te informarán de la solución Vaughan que mejor se adapte a tus objetivos y a tu bolsillo. Y no te preocupes, hablan español.
I'm 100% Spanish. I began learning English when I was about 10 and I just fell in love with it, with language. I can't remember a time when I didn't speak English, and that's what I like about it so much.
Be like Elena. Be like them.
Descubre más en grupovaughan.com.
Curso intensivo para el First Exam, el programa de Vaughan para superar el examen oficial de Cambridge y obtener el First Certificate, B2. Para más información, grupovaughan.com.
Elige la modalidad que mejor se adapte a ti en formato intensivo una vez por semana y certifícate con Vaughan. Infórmate en Madrid en el 911-335-833.
Lo que más miedo le da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso, Vaughan ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398.